You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, first of all, before I forget, hey, Kindreds, my beautiful, wonderful people out there that are living, loving, sometimes hating life. You know how it goes. But hey, what's up? Before I forget, happy Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow. So technically, this is Thanksgiving Eve. I put some brown on to kind of, you know, get the garnish thing going on because it's festive and it's harvest time and all of that. So, you know, I wanted to say hey to everybody out there, to those who celebrate Thanksgiving. Some people have to work, believe it or not. Some people don't celebrate. Some people in other parts of the world where they celebrate other things that take the place of Thanksgiving. So I love to acknowledge that we are on a globe, not a community. A global community is what we have. So for all of those out there that do celebrate, don't celebrate, it's a day of peace and love. So let's do our best to do that. So first of all, let's say hi to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. He's a senior real estate and probate specialist. Hey, Kevin, isn't he cute? Coldwell Banker, again, 818-571-1508. Anything you need, you can talk to him about anything. I mean, anything that has to do with real estate, probate, and all of those sorts of legal matters. Get some good advice. So let's talk about Thanksgiving. I wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, not just the day of Thanksgiving. I think every day we should be thankful. But on this particular day, which is tomorrow for us here in the U.S., I found out that it stems from the Protestant Reformation. The English declared days of Thanksgiving, like kind of like holy days, where they would just take a break and come together, you know, after a maybe a military victory or to prepare for a military victory, somebody going out and do something they want to be thankful for. They started their tradition. And then the Native American, which I so respect, indigenous people, including the, and I want to say the name right, the Wampanoag tribe, practiced daily and used seasonal traditions, including foods, different herbs, different fruits, and different vegetables. And the turkey actually had to become the official bird. I think it was the eagle or something like that, I was told. Now, don't quote me because I'm drawing on a lot of different sources. I'm relying on some of the trusted sources online, but I'm also talking to people that have done some research and also shows that talk about these sorts of things. But I remember that they had in the tribal communities the green corn dance, which is a part of the 1621 harvest feast from the first Thanksgiving pilgrims in Massachusetts. That was also a very, very dark time for Native Americans and for indigenous people, because when they were colonized, they were then subject to all kinds of diseases. They were subject to conflict. It had a big impact on loss of land freedom and independence. So for those of you out there that don't want to admit what happened, this is actual, these are facts. This is not nothing I'm making up. So, you know, if you got some negative things to think, be negative by yourself. I'm giving you history. This is history. What happened, we should be ashamed as Americans. But at the same time, we've all had to grow. So let's hopefully, you know, I don't think we'll ever go back there again. But at the same time, you know, we are allowed to grow. And we've made some huge mistakes. And let's not make them again. So during that time, that's what happened to the indigenous tribes. That's why I don't like the word tribes, because of people like the Native Americans, Africans and people that are actually tribal people. They wear costumes. They celebrate. They have specific days of the year that they do tribal things. I myself have never put on a tribal costume to do anything. I wouldn't know what a tribe was other than my immediate family and my friends and all of that. So I think that's a way to try to feel a little guilt about what we've done and allowed to be done in this country. So, you know, that's why I don't use that word. I find it disrespectful. I've never done anything even remotely close to what a tribe would actually do, including wear a costume. That's their daily life. It's like that. So back to what I was talking about, I wanted to look deeper into Thanksgiving. And, you know, Thanksgiving is supposed to be a time that we all come together, we eat together, we talk about the year, if you're, depending on your level of discussion and your level of communication standards, we talk about things like what happened in the year. Sometimes if families are willing to grow, in soul food with the family fighting. I think one of the relatives slept with one of the other relatives' husband, Vanessa Williams, the other Vanessa Williams. She slept the queen, beauty queen Vanessa Williams. Not they were both actors, but the Miss America Vanessa Williams got in a fight. She pulled a knife on the guy. That these are real things that happen in real life. It's nothing to be ashamed of. But at the same time, you want to aspire to not to do those kind of things. We should all be growing by now. So I don't expect someone to still be angry at a Thanksgiving table when it's supposed to be a table of feasting, of making merry, drinking, smoking, whatever you find to make merry with. As long as you're making merry and not making not merry, where, you know, you're doing things that are harmful, hurtful, ignorant, you know, talking negative about people you don't know. It's supposed to be that kind of happy time. So, you know, I don't know how many Thanksgivings I've been where people don't even like each other, but yet and still they bother to go over people's homes just to have somewhere to go and what to do. My children and my family, my immediate family, they're all in another country. So I can't. And they're, and the day is like the day after. So their Thanksgiving would have technically been yesterday. They're now on another day. And I can't, you know, have that closeness that I'm used to, but I'm willing to be with myself. I'm willing to, or whatever. And then my favorite thing to do is actually hang out with homegirl, meaning me, and watch the Twilight Zone, Outer Limit, Star Trek, Beyond, I think it's called Out Beyond or something Beyond, Dark Shadows, all of those kind of things are just like so intriguing to me because they take us outside of the box. They take us outside of the box. I get tired of having to say I'm black. So, if you can't see what color I am, or if you don't know me to know what culture I might be, because just because people have brown skin doesn't mean they're black. They can be from the country of India. They can be from Ethiopia, anywhere, you know. And yes, all of those things have threads of Africa in them, Africa descent, Africa diaspora. But at the same time, no, those each of these cultures have their own distinct traditions. The way people from the country of India cook their food, very, very different in how they prepare their lavish, their baklavas, and all of the things that they hold traditionally to their culture for Thanksgiving and for holiday celebrations. Totally different from what people in Thailand would do. Totally different from what people in Japan, Korea, everyone has something to offer. And I am embarrassed sometimes of being in America because it's so stupid, you know, and ignorant rather than being, I like my friends being different, you know, like, yeah, I know somebody from this country and that. I take pride in things like that versus, oh, I just know one kind of person. And yeah, we all do the same thing all the time over and over again. And that's why we're all bored stiff. We'll probably drink ourselves to death on the day of Thanksgiving rather than making merry and giving thanks. So I wanted to get a little bit deeper into that. There are some podcasts out there. I think one of them is called Are My Relations, excuse me, that directly address the myths and realities of the holiday season, and they're Native American people and Indigenous people, so they know what their history is. I know some of their history based on what I've read, what I've been told, what has been presented to me, what I've read in history books or in books in general may not be all of what it goes on. So I like taking things personally from the horse's mouth, directly from the source. So I don't have to have any interpretations, any opinions. You know, if I want to know something, that's what I love about being in media. I can go find a direct source that will tell me the truth and be honest and not some opinion or something they wish something to be rather than this is just the way things are. So it's called All My Relations, and they have something on Thanksgiving or Thanks-taking or Thanksgiving. So it features a Wampanoag, correct me out there, my Indigenous people, if I'm saying it wrong. Wampanoag. Sounds about right. Wampanoag. It has that kick. Wampanoag. Scholars Paula Peters and Linda Combs share real stories about Thanksgiving and their times and what they've done. They have guests on there. Paula is a scholar. I don't know if she's Indigenous. I have don't know. I haven't done that deep of research in her in that. But Linda is an Aquina Wampanoag historian and independent scholar herself. So again, I don't know if they're Indigenous, but I would imagine that if they're being considered as scholars, they have some background in knowledge about this tradition and where it came from. And then there is the long war that talks about all of the European people that have supposedly taken everyone's identity and made it their own. I looked up the culture of Europe and I looked up the culture of African Americans, and you can research it if you like. There are books, there's one book called As Above, So Below, and it talks about the astrological imprints or impressions that some of the cultures have. And I found it interesting that European cultures are under the Aryan nature, that nature. I don't know the whole natal thing. I'm just going on one aspect. So don't take it and run and say, oh, Miss Osiris or Osiris said, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. I did not say that. I'm saying what I'm saying to you. And I know what I'm saying because I'm standing here and sitting here with myself while I'm saying it. So please don't twist my words. I said that I read a book called As Above, So Below. It's an old book. You'd have to really want to study astrology and be into these kind of metaphysical kind of things to find it of interest. But it said that the European cultures were under the Aryan influence or archetypal pattern, and that the African-American races were under the Cancerian and Piscean influences. And I, after living a while and experiencing both cultures and from a broad perspective, it might be a little bit of truth to that. It might be some. Aries tend to be leaders and tend to, if something isn't being done, they will come in, take it over and run with it and call it their own. Anyone that knows any Aries know that they start things and stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. Many projects. They are also ruled, that particular sign is ruled by the planet Mars, which is red. We associate red with anger, aggressiveness, assertiveness. Not saying that people of color, particularly my people, are not assertive, but it is in a different kind of way. And so I found that interesting that, you know, that sign is associated with that, where they go in and take over civilizations, conquer things, and say, look, I've done it. This is my civilization, which is not true. It's also the baby of the zodiac, the little kid that's me, 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 me. Everything is about me and nobody else matters. That I can see some of that. And I can see the brilliance, the prophetic parts of that particular archetypal sign and its pattern and how it presents itself. I can see all those things. Now, on the other hand, us people of color, or those of us that are blacker than blue, Cancer, Pisces, kind of meek, in my opinion. And I'm saying that, and I mean that. Kind of meek and mild from long ago. Willing to be beat, not willing, forced. And although you're forced, you can still choose to die. Like, look, I'd rather die than be a slave. And I'm sure a lot of people did say, I'd rather die than be a slave. I'd rather die than kowtow. I'd rather die, or I'd rather hold my tongue. I'd rather turn the other cheek. I'd rather do this and that than maybe take and be a little bit more assertive about standing up. It's coming now. And as Malcolm X said, you know, all of you out there, you better hope that we never rise up, because it is an intensity that you've yet to experience, you know, and may perhaps that's the reason that everyone negative against change, negative against differences, have fought so hard to hold that down. It is an intensity that you can't match it. It's inside. Can't know, tell you where it come from, you know. But I know people that said they've been in the Congo, and it's something that even we don't understand. There are parts of, you know, Africa that we don't understand. We don't have that. We've been in something so-called civilized, in something so-called loving, in something so-called supposed to be for the love of mankind, and mankind supposed to include womankind, children kind, animal kind, and everything else. And I don't see that. I don't know if you do. And if you do, you're living in a delusion, because it's just not happening out there. And so again, that Pisces, spirituality. Also, Pisces can be deluded. They can live in an illusion, because it's a sign that is completely on the other side of the subconscious. Aquarius, and I'm speaking very general. Again, don't get it twisted. I'm telling you what I've studied, what I've read, and what some people and a lot of people may find a consensus in. Pisces, generally speaking, is one of the most intuitive, psychic, extrasensory you want to know of. They are extremely empathic. Most of them don't understand that about themselves and their nature, that they pick up everything. You filter everything. So you don't know who you are, where you are, what you know, unless you have some of the other grounders. You have fixed signs that ground you. But, you know, you have earth signs that ground you, you know, that energy, that kind of nature. And it's also a sign of suffering. I'll suffer on the cross. I don't believe in suffering like that, but there are a lot of people that do, because that's just inbred in people. And unfortunately, some people have yet to click on their brain to find out, you know, maybe I should check what I believe in. It might be a little bit of something might be going on that may not be as real as I think it is, you know. But you have, again, all of these things that we have brought in to this life as a tradition, as a cultural belief, as a cultural thing. So on Thanksgiving is a time that, you know, we're supposed to sit around and figure out what is it that we can be thankful for. I am very thankful for myself. First of all, I'm thankful that I'm able to push myself, to get up every day and do what I do and move forward. I could be, you know, I could complain about things. And just because I look a certain way and people look a certain way, they're happy, go lucky, or they have the personality, it doesn't mean that they're not suffering and there's nothing going on. It's just that I am a professional and everyone has stuff going on. Everybody has financial stuff. Everybody has relationship issues. Everyone has some degree of suffering, depending on who they are, what they're connected to. Even if they have money and proper finances, they're still suffering because maybe they don't speak to their own relatives and maybe they will never speak to them again. That's suffering, that you're angry and that you're inside of yourself about something that is unwilling to be addressed. That's why I'm, again, so happy that I believe the way I believe in world peace. And world peace starts with self. If you're not happy inside, how in the world do you expect that other people are going to be happy with you or happy around you or whatever? You're going to keep drawing that. Excuse me, today I have some phlegm, I guess the different weather. But, you know, we're going to keep attracting who we are. And it's hard for people to accept that we attract different dark parts of our own personalities, that maybe those two energies are together for a reason. Those energies rub on each other to sharpen one, expose one, down the other. Whatever the mirror is, a lot of us do not want to look at the mirror. I want to know the truth. I seek out the truth. When people do things that I don't understand, why or did you do that? Now, someone tells me, and it's some reasonable answer or something that I don't find unintelligent, then, you know, we can go from there on options, make other decisions or whatever. But if it's something like some dark intention that I know it's a dark intention, I feel it's a dark intention, the effect is a dark intention, how it's been presented is a dark intention, then why would I bring that version or be around those kind of versions and put them around a Thanksgiving Day table? There are people that have died today on Thanksgiving, got shot by their own family, got in a fight on Thanksgiving over some stupid something. To me, if it isn't over, I can warrant someone that maybe is being accosted. They're being physically hurt. They're being, you know, raped, murdered, killed. Those people, of course, that's going to bring that condition of anger up to the very top. But for people sitting in our ego that we're just pissed off because we want to be and we just won't see, we won't say that we had any part at all. We had nothing to do with it. We're a victim. Well, I don't like being a victim. So yeah, I did have something to do with things. I am an opinionated person. I feel like Leslie Jones. Hey, Leslie. I feel like Leslie Jones when she says, I love men, you know, if you get a relationship with me, you have somebody that knows herself, is willing to talk through things, willing to work through situations, willing to walk it through, talk it through. That's maturity. That's what you want, because there are no such thing as anybody perfect out there. So you're going to want, you know, somebody mature, willing to say, look, when you said so-and-so to me the other day, that bothered me. That's why I love people that are open like that. Not people that hide behind words. Oh, I'm not gonna do nothing because I just don't do nothing. And that's why you sitting up there doing nothing, because that's considered to be passive aggressive. It's psychologically, go to therapy, they'll tell you, passive aggressive. Oh, I'm angry inside, but I don't want to take an action. Even if the action is that to tell somebody I'm fucking pissed off at you because you did blah, 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 blah. Not just shut up. Oh, and then expect people to understand where you're coming from. I used to be like that. And I found out that's unhealthy to be like that. That's how people get sick and you get illnesses. You can't express yourself. Even if you go write it down on a piece of paper, I was upset and ready to do something against my will, against so-and-so, because of what they did. And in that, in writing that, you know, maybe we can then see some of how we draw things out of people. It's interesting what people project and how people can draw things out of people. You know, draw a different version of someone out of them. Like that person is a completely different person around someone else. I'm not saying they've got the basic character flaws or something, but you know, they draw a different version. I happened to meet a friend. I consider them a friend. And I was able to actually say absolutely anything that I wanted to say without feeling like I was going to get shut down or uncomfortable. I even asked the person, are you uncomfortable with me being so expressive? Because I am expressive, and that's why I'm a talk show host. That's why I got a wonderful personality, because I can express, and thank goodness I can. It will keep me from being sick inside and coming up with some disease, you know. But they brought such a good part of me out, like happy. I'm happy, and I'm kind of happy anyway on my own. But I mean, an extra boost of happy. You know, you're fine, you're happy. But their whole conversation, now that I'm looking at it through the eyes of we're in a Mercury retrograde and coming out of a retrograde where things kind of seem delayed, retarded, not clear, kind of clear, not sort of. The whole time, now that I can see that my protection, because of what I believe in, I'm always protected. It was all negative. They basically talked about their relationship, the ones that didn't work. The happy was in what they did, their hobbies, the things they liked to do. But the human relations, other than, you know, their immediate family, like an immediate person, like a, you know, who, that immediate person, whoever that is, they had nothing happy to say about anything. It was all like everything negative had happened to them. And I felt so bad. I'm like, wow, has anything good happened? And it was like, basically, I felt like they had been victimized or saw themselves as a victim, you know, versus a strong person who they became out of doing those things. And the person out there, they know who I'm talking to. Thank you for breaking my heart. I've got such a resilient heart now. It's beautiful, bright, drawing in these fine people. Thank goodness I have options. I meet people, a lot of people all the time, different people from all parts of the world. I get to engage with people in different languages sometimes. I love it, from everywhere, Asia, Africa, all of them. I love you. And I'm happy to know you and to bring other parts of me to my world. You know, I didn't even know I had some of these parts I had. But, you know, going back to tradition, you know, traditionally, these things are accepted that, oh, you know, you don't explain yourself or try to work things out. You just cut people off. Then the people are like, well, what did I do? I don't know. I'm only being myself. So unless someone says to me, you did so-and-so, so-and-so, or hurt my feelings, I am clueless. And that's not really fair to the other person. And it's very immature, you know. So if that's the way your journey, and that's where you are on the life's journey, then be there. But it is immature, and it won't get you anywhere, you know, and you'll suffer from disease or mental illness or something, because you just can't hold grudges and not take care of them, you know, not let go, not willing to see what you, even if what you did was to be too nice, to be too unforgiving, to allow things to go too long, to not be able to say, I don't like that, to not be able to tell somebody, that in itself are still actions and things that we should take responsibility for, no matter who we are. So again, Thanksgiving is supposed to be a time that we sit and we talk and we give thanks. And come on, there's got to be something out there in our lives that we can say that we're thankful for, even as that we took the next breath this morning. Like I said, a lot of people died this morning. And you hate to think of it because death seems like such a permanent situation. And I think that's why people don't want to talk about it a lot, because it is permanent as far as we can see, because we never stepped on the other side and nobody's ever come back. At least nobody I've known to say, hey, you know, I went over there and I came back and this was what was over there. There are people that have had near-death experiences. They've been recorded. They've seen things. But again, these are individual experiences. And in the scientific manner, they are so many cases that they cannot be denied any longer. But they're still individual experiences that myself and perhaps some of you have yet to do. Now, when I go, and if I can make it back, I'll be happy to come back and say, look, this is what... But until then, till I find that portal of, you know, transformation that I can transform in about 30 seconds from non-human to human again, then, you know, I won't be returning at NISLA and not in this time frame. So again, very, very grateful and thankful for Sam Hassan, for picking my show up and turning it into this wonderful platform. That's the owner of LA Talk Radio. I am thankful for my family who don't happen to be in the country, but they know I love and care about them. And we try to keep up with each other as much as we can. But most of the people that I know and love are on different time zones. They don't even live here in LA. And thankful for the people that I know here in LA that support me and know what I've been through and know what's going on in my personal world and still are there to love me and care for me and know that I'm not perfect, as I know they are not perfect. None of us are perfect. So as far as I'm concerned, if you, hey, your ego is so big that you think you're the shit, everybody else to standards, hold yourself to your standard. Hold yourself to your own standard, you know. So, you know, but thank you for those people in my life, my close sisters, my brothers. All men are my brothers, all women are my sisters. That's how I look at it. And some men are my brothers that have broken my heart, and it's okay. I have a beautiful heart. And like I say, whoever gets the opportunity to be around me, you're a lucky person. Ha! You got a lot of fortune, because I don't entertain a lot of people. But when I do, I give my all. So, you know, that's what makes me authentic and those around me appreciative of that authenticity as I am of theirs. And so we are back to Thanksgiving. So I wonder what was going on in the minds of those pilgrims that came over, taking over things as if it were their land and without regard to anyone else. And those meek, kind of docile Native Americans just hanging out on their land, doing their traditional daily lives, not thinking that someone aggressive or assertive with more determination to overcome something than they had would do that. So I can see where there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain, a lot of anger between the cultures that has happened. And until we tell the truth, it's not going to go anywhere. I don't see it going anywhere. Nobody wants to tell the truth. And then I had a conversation with someone the other day that said, oh, it's not about slavery. It's about this, that, and the other. And they are an American citizen, but they were not born and raised in this country. And as far as I'm concerned, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what you've read, what you've heard, but you need to talk to somebody like me or talk to some of these people that are 80 and 90 years old that are born and raised in this country and they've been through slavery. They witnessed how it feels for people to be come find your relative hanging from a tree. They've witnessed people being raped and murdered. They've witnessed it. Much like the Asian people have witnessed certain things. much like the Irish have witnessed certain things, but never like what people have witnessed in this country during those time periods, during the Civil War, during the time of the Jim Crow era. So, you know, I know everybody comes over here. Yes, you are an American and you became an American citizen, but you were not born and raised in this country, as I wouldn't go to your country trying to talk about your country as if I know it. I don't. I'm not Japanese. I've been to Japan many times, but I couldn't dare say anything or claim to be some expert at being Japanese, and I've never been Japanese in my life. I've met Africans. And yeah, I've got African descent, but I was born in Amarillo, Texas. And I grew up in Amarillo and Waco. And I did not encounter African people until I got a certain age. So I can't possibly take the depth of that culture and make it mine when I just don't have it. I mean, come on, people, let's be honest with ourselves. Do I meet African people that, yes, I do. Some of them are my friends. But I'm not going to be trying to be all deep like I know what they're talking about when I don't. Just like they shouldn't be trying to be all deep because they weren't raised over, they didn't grow up over here. They're taking little bits and pieces of things that are being passed along by those people that we encounter every day on a daily basis throughout the journey of our lives. That's what's going on. Little bitty fragments of something, and then taking those little bitty fragments of something and making them truths and making them opinions and all of that. You know, I've gotten to the point where I don't even hardly want to talk to people anymore. I'm telling you, after I do what I do, because it's so many opinions and none of them necessarily are true. If you want to find the truth, go do the work, do the research. It's there, but you have to find it because it's so many opinions. Now you've got people that don't have a spiritual bone in their body trying to have conversations about spirituality. Knowing in their heart, if you had to go and open up that heart and open up their head, you see all this misinformation, all this hatred, all this anger, and talking about people behind their back. And oh, now I'm not in front of the screen, but when I'm away from the screen in private, I can bash this one, that one, and the other. And you know who I'm talking about. It's anybody out there that does those kind of things. And yeah, you may hide it from the world, but like my mother used to say, you have a recording angel on each shoulder. That's the cause and effect that I believe in. And there were those people that believe in cause and effect. So yeah, you may get away with it amongst friends or behind closed doors or away, you know, from the public eye or whatever, but you don't get to get away with it in karmic effect. And so again, what do we have to be thankful for? Can you say I'm thankful? Or are you lying and just to eat and just to go party or just to be around certain people that you've been invited? Oh, it's some big deal because you've been invited to this people's party and not that person's party. No, it's not. Some of those people will be dead next year. They'll be dead in a few months. Do you know that? Do you realize this? Is that impermanent? The only thing that is permanent in life is life itself. The sun and the moon, they haven't gone anywhere. And it's thousands of years later. I don't see them disappearing, but mankind certainly has. Civilizations have come and gone, haven't they? Rome imploded on itself. It got so negative and so dark and so without morals and so without gratitude and so without intelligence that it imploded on itself. Why don't you think that that could happen to us? So perhaps one of those thankful things we could be thankful for is that we progress to a certain degree and that we can take a conscious look. There's some conscious information on the planet now. The people that are wise are not being quiet anymore. You know, the people that know what they know and they're saying something about it. They're not scared to talk anymore, you know. And then there's still a lot of fear tactics. But once you are not afraid to die, you're not really worried about that either. Once you understand the continuity of life, you're not really afraid. I was assaulted a couple of, it seems like the past now, but it's not that long ago. And it was interesting. And I know I have a great deal of light around me. So darkness will find me. They don't like me. Anybody knows, anybody that does any kind of light or interchange where you're glowing from inside out, you're not going to be well liked. And then some people will just be immensely, unequivocally in love, just in love, you know, lust in some cases, because it's not the person emitting, it's the person inside that you're feeling and you're seeing. And so the person was, I hated to say it was my own brother, you know, one of my brothers out crazy in the head, you know, and out there on the boulevard, you know, and he came up to me and was me and the dog. My dog is not a trained attack dog, so he's not going to attack like a German Shepherd or something like that. But, you know, he didn't say anything because the guy's standing there like somebody that's going to talk to you. And so, you know, well, what's going to go on? And he called me the B word and then proceeded to try to actually hit me with a great deal of force. Something told me, because I love Bruce Lee and I do study and I am a martial, I do have some martial art background. I'm not an expert, but I do keep up the regime. I do. And so I did my move where you move back to avoid confrontation, or you move whatever you're going to do to avoid confrontation. And then something told me to scream. And the guy took off running. And again, thank you, Los Angeles, Van Nuys Police Department. They have been on it. They have called me, you know, to see if I had any more details. I told them where it was located so they could go see if there's any kind of video footage. In today's world, I did not have my phone on me because I tend to want to not bring the phone because I want to get away from it, you know. And I guess I could just turn it off and put it on silent but still have it on me. So that was my bad. And then a few things that I could have done, again, my bad, as a precaution. Present, you know, during these times, doing whatever's happening. There's so much buffering and so many problems in this retrograde. I even had someone tell me that they didn't believe in retrogrades and they now believe in retrogrades. It is really a rough one. It's almost over and they tend to be heaviest in the beginning and at the end when they're rolling out. I mean, if I could tell you some of the things that happened during this retrograde, not only myself, to other people I know, it's been really intense in Scorpio, you know. And Scorpio is all about transformation, but gosh darn it sometimes, like, give it a break already, you know. But anyway, everything from electronic equipment to things misreading, saying something's wrong, nothing wrong, all kind of weird stuff. So back to, what do you have to be thankful for? So I'm going to talk again about our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. He's a senior real estate and probate specialist. 818-571-1508. He can talk to you about any kind of real estate, any kind of property, anything you want to talk about. It has to do with the laws, legalities of real estate buying and selling. He has it. And now back. So again, I am so thankful that I can sit and talk to all of you out there and wave and, you know, tell you how much I appreciate you and how much I loathe you for coming and hanging out with me on the show. And, you know, rolling with me as I roll through my life's journey, you know, hanging out with the guests that we've been on, hanging out when I do commentaries like this. I love doing commentaries because I get to kind of express myself in a way that it's a little different when you're talking to a guest. But I love to do commentaries and give my humble opinion. And most of the things I talk about are things that I've actually gone through. So they're not from a book. They're not from somebody. I've gone through them. And so I've survived. I'm a veteran. So I've survived a lot in that world and survived a lot of heartbreaks, disappointments, friends turning on you, people that said one thing, did the other, in all honesty, adamant about what they said and what they believed, and then their behavior didn't match again. So I'm so happy that I'm a Buddhist and I get to really sharpen myself and really have to do the work. Can't play around when it's cause and effect. The effect is immediate. So you get to know you're dealing with something, you know, you might not understand, but it's very, very real. So, again, are you around people you love, know, and care about? Are you just putting up with people because they invited you to Thanksgiving dinner and you felt obligated because you just had to go and you were hungry for there because you know they make good sweet potato pie, good, you know, dumplings or whatever the meal's choices are. You like turkey. Or are you really thankful to have all of those beautiful people in your life? And you can sit down and look in each other's eyes and say, I love you for being my friend and for, you know, knowing me and loving me and all my bests, my worsts. And you still love me and you still care about me. That's what it's all about. So, you know, the indigenous people out there, I'm sure that they are, you know, and again, these are the laws of life I'm spewing here. As far as I can see from the time I've been on the planet, life balances itself out. It's a system of checks and balances, much like our bank accounts are. So people that are on the bottom, all those that have been trampled upon, wrong things done to, they are probably going to be the people that are rising now because they've been on the bottom. There's nowhere else to go but to the top. That's just a law of gravity. If you fall, you're going to eventually not come up from the ground if you go down the law of gravity and you're jumping off of a building. But in terms of checks and balances of life, how the pendulum swings, it swings from left to right. It balances itself out. So those that have been trampled upon, done wrong, done to, unappreciated, unloved, you know, talked down to, stamped on, trumped on, murdered, killed for who you are, what you stand for. Your time is at hand, my friends. It's here. It's here. Don't worry. Give a little bit more time. Let Mama Nature and those forces out there do the work they need to do to cleanse the planet. And the cleansing may not look good. A lot of people might die. A lot of catastrophes might happen, but God darn it, we won't do it, so somebody has to do it. So cause and effect, let the laws do what they do and balance things out because it will get balanced. And, you know, mankind, I thought that we had enough intelligence, but we don't have the spiritual intelligence. We have many religions, no intelligence, no spiritual intelligence, no realness, just people hiding behind a tradition, hiding behind a tradition. My mom and dad were Christian, so I'm going to be Christian, and they don't bitmo, ain't no Christian, the man in the moon, hiding behind tradition. My parents were, you know, Buddhist or whatever, and I really don't believe in Buddhism. Hiding behind tradition. You know, my relatives walked the Nile River. I haven't even seen the Nile River, but I'm still hiding behind tradition. So, you know, I'd rather be authentic. I don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. If my family were here, I would go to dinner because I would want to see my family. That's what they're doing. And I would love that. But they're not here. So I don't have any problem watching The Outer Limits and Star. It's exciting. That's exciting for me. And it's a day for me to rest and not have to talk so much on the phone. And, you know, I get to, you know, maybe I'll cook something for myself. I may not cook for myself. I'm not a big fan of turkey. A lot of dressings and stuff, depending on who makes them, they're too salty. I don't drink. I'm not a liquor drinker. I love sweet potato pie. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of that left. So, you know, one of my friends or somebody will bring me a piece from their dinner if I choose to have that or choose to go out somewhere. And again, it's not that I don't have any options. I'm choosing not to do it because it's no big deal to me. I would say for people with children, people that are tight-knit family groups, people that, you know, work, play, pray together. Yes, it's a wonderful day, a wonderful time. You know, you get to see people that have traveled for miles that you haven't seen in years and get to hug them and smell them and kiss them. And, you know, some people are getting out of dark places for the holidays and going back home and being welcomed with open arms, no judgments, no, just love. Woo! And if you ever felt love, oh my gosh. I'm not talking about like, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about love. Well, when you hug somebody, you can feel the love coming, you know. So again, thank you for the show. Thanks for putting up with me on the day before Thanksgiving. It's time to go. I love you, like you for who you are. I love you for who you are becoming and getting in front of yourself every day. Shout out to Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio Live. Osiris_Munir_the painter is my IG tag. And I will see you next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget to smile. It works wonders. Bye-bye. Gobble, gobble.
You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.